was Lizard or Healer. Victor Lynch, the Forger. Talk about a system all his own.
Hello, old man. Oh, I beg your pardon.
If you'll wait in here, my lord.
For you, sir.
Lord Cantlemere, Dr. John Watson.
How do you do, my lord?
What time do you expect Holmes?
I've really no idea.
If he's not here in 10 minutes, I shall be leaving.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Did Mr. Holmes arrange to meet you here, my lord?
I really don't see that it's any business of yours, Dr...
Watson.
Watson.
I have acted as Mr. Holmes' partner for many years. If you have a message for him, I'd be perfectly happy to convey it.
I was opposed to calling in Holmes from the beginning. I'm certainly not about to discuss my private affairs with a mere assistant.
Just as you'd like.
Oh, that was uncalled for. I ask your pardon, sir.
You have it, my lord. But the apology is not necessary. It's perfectly natural for you to be on edge. Only people with problems come to these rooms. Mr. Holmes probably won't be long. Why don't you take a seat? Good afternoon, madam.
Who the devil are you, woman? Am I to have no privacy at all?
I've got a spot of bother. Are you Sherlock Holmes?
No, madam. I'm his friend, Dr. Watson.
Oh. What about you?
Certainly not.
No, I didn't think so. I've heard Sherlock Holmes is a handsome man.
Oh, this is intolerable. When Holmes returns, tell him I called.
I shall, my lord.
And you may also tell him that when I engaged his services, I expected to be purchasing his undivided attention.
Holmes, for the love of heaven!
And a very good day to you too, Doctor.
That was Lord Cantlemere.
I'm well aware of who he is, Watson.
He's obviously worried to death about something, and you...
It has to be the French jewelry. What's happened?
No questions for a minute.
There's a good chap.
It's better these wigs can get infernally hot.
Oh, Holmes, for pity's sake. Has it been stolen?
Not all of it.
What?
His Majesty's government has been careless enough to misplace the Mazarin stone.
Oh, good God. You do know what that could do to relations with France.
Fortunately, I found the thief.
Never mind the thief. Have you found the diamond?
Can you come back tomorrow?
Yeah, right. Well, there's Harry. Harry, what goes round down him like a priest, and, my memory, oh, yes, that brings it right back to me. Old Mr. Sweet, the peg-leg tinker. Billy Escort, the plumber, got a tonk of milk in the ears off, he has, and, Oh, come on, Squire, no sense in only having half a story now, is there? Well, only you was a wise man. And this poor old Mary, what can hardly walk, and tonight it's my shift. Keeping an eye on you, we are, for, well, let's just say, for someone. Of course, I'm taking a risk telling you all this, but, well, if you want the name as well. Oh, that's very generous. Very generous indeed.
He's asleep just at the present, Doctor, but he asked me to wake him as soon as you arrive.
I'm earlier than I said. You could give him a few more minutes. Good Lord, Mrs. Hudson. I haven't seen that in a few years. Oh,
not since the day he came back from the dead.
The old waxwork bus. It really does look amazingly like him. And he's put his dressing gown around his shoulders again. Mrs. Hudson, what's going on?
Keep away from the window, both of you.
That's better.
Watson, you come at a critical moment.
So I gather.
You'd better go now, Mrs. Hudson.
I'm going right enough. See if you can talk some sense into him, Doctor.
That woman is a problem.
Well, that's a fine way to talk, considering what she has to put up with from you.
That's not what I mean. How far am I justified in putting her in danger? I'm expecting something this evening.
Expecting what?
To be murdered.
You're joking.
My dear Watson, even my limited sense of humor could evolve a better joke than that.
He's in there right enough, boss. And he's at one corner, still inside. Jeff, 40s. Big man.